Good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, but beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today, and I hope you're excited today. Today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment you have under the sun, in this cosmos, in this arrangement. And be thankful, be happy, give God that sacrifice of praise. I was reading this morning, and I've been asked, you know, what would you do if you were reading? Like, how would you read the word? And I think a great way to go into this is to find a word that interests you. I knew for me, it was always like wisdom or knowledge. I just want to understand what that was, what it meant. You pick that word, you put it in like blue letter Bible, and you go over every single word, let's say in Proverbs. Every time that word is used, you go over it and you learn what wisdom actually means. You start breaking down the words more. Here's wisdom, here's the 20 verses, and then maybe go into the concordance and understand what that wisdom is, the correct application of knowledge. So every single time you hear wisdom, you know it's the correct application of knowledge. Once you start really breaking this stuff down, like I said, it's an incredible, incredible book. I mean, it's the word of God, God's inner thoughts towards man. I mean, it's wonderful. But I was reading in Proverbs this morning, chapter 24, verse 1. It says, "Be not thou envious against an evil man or evil men, neither desire to be with them, for their heart studieth destruction, and their lips talk of mischief. Through wisdom, true wisdom, is a house builded, and by understanding it is established, and by knowledge shall the chambers be filled with all precious and pleasant riches." I love this because wisdom, true wisdom, is Christ Jesus. If you go to the New Testament, it talks about the wisdom of God is Christ Jesus. So by believing in the name of Jesus Christ is the house builded. By setting your mind on the word is this house builded. By understanding, which is departing from evil. Departing from evil and understanding what is evil and what is not. By understanding is the house established. And by knowledge, and this is having a knowledge of God, shall the chambers be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. It's not about how smart you are. It's not about how cunning you are. It's about going to God and learning how this whole thing works, setting your mind on what God wants you to set your mind on. And as you do that, you'll start to see the benefit of it. If you jump down to verse 10, "If thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small." Again, if you have to pick one verse to start to build your faith and to apply it, this is a good one. "If thou faint in the day of adversity," that means there's going to be days of adversity if you're not already in them. If you are weak in those days, if you faint, if you can't get up, your strength is small. If you want to build your strength, you go to the word. You start to apply these things in the word. What happens is God tells you he's there for you. You cannot fail. He gives you the emotional will to do, and he gives you the energy to do it. "You have all things through Christ, which strengtheneth you." Verse 13, "My son, eat thou honey, because it is good, and the honeycomb, which is sweet to thy taste. So shall the knowledge of wisdom be unto thy soul when thou hast found it, and there shall be a reward, and thy expectation shall not be cut off." When you find knowledge, and again, you apply this stuff, to have godliness, it's not about religious ceremonies. It's not about going to church. It's about having a true and personal relationship with God where you hear from him and you heed his advice. And how much advice is in the word? Tons of it. And when you start to heed it, you're connected to godliness. You're connected to the spiritual life, that spiritual walk. And this says when you get knowledge, when you have the knowledge of God, or knowledge, it's knowledge of wisdom, but when you have the knowledge that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, there shall be a reward, and thy expectation shall not be cut off. I think in 62 of Psalms, it talks about, like, "I shall wait on the Lord because my expectation comes from him." That's how deep David was. His expectation came from God. He was sold out that God gave him the expectation. Where is your expectation coming from? What do you believe? What do you walk on? What do you think about? What do you stand on? I went to therapy years ago, and going to the what do you think about, I used to talk to her, and she said, you know, it's interesting. Would you ever talk to somebody the way you talk to yourself? Would you ever tell yourself the things that you're telling? Would you ever tell somebody else what you're telling yourself, the constant beating down? That's what I was thinking about. Not the word. Not that God says you have all things right now. It's a change of mind and a change of heart. You go to God and you live it. And you get connected to the source and you walk spiritually. And he will build you up and you will see miracles and you will see wonders. And you will see that your expectation comes from him. Pray the big prayers today. Have a beautiful day today. Pick a verse and apply it in your life. Start thinking about it. Change your mind. Renovate your mind. Again, have a beautiful day today. God bless you and your family. And I'll talk to you tomorrow. As we sail into the mystic. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much just for today and the moments therein. I pray that everything gets done that needs to get done. I pray for my heart, Father, that you just continually move down that swelling and the inflammation. And I thank you again for just how you're constantly there for us and blessing us and how much of a blessing your word is and how we can go to you in every situation. I thank you for the people we work with. I thank you for working on my heart to approach things in a better way and in a better manner. And I thank you for this beautiful life that we live. I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.